1 to 2 p.m. Central African time.
Right, let's get back to the energy conversation, because ultimately there's the race right now for us to try and all save our businesses by keeping the lights on. So many South Africans are switching to solar power as the country still battles load shedding. In fact, at least 1,700 applications are received daily and more than 75 installations are done in a day. Not bad. In Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana's budget speech last month, it was announced that government will give rebates of up to $824 to those with solar installations. However, Roger Hislop, who's the Energy Management Systems Executive at CBI Energy, has warned that solar systems only have so much capacity, and without load management, they could run dry at the worst possible time. We're joined now on the line by Roger. Roger, good afternoon. Welcome back to Channel Africa.
Hi, Lady Hogan.
Really good to have you with us. So I think you just talked firstly to me about what you make of the developments that we're starting to see a government make where solar's concerned. So let's talk about the political perspective here, and if you think it's going to trickle down into some sort of, I don't know, efficiency, I guess. Well, you've got the finance minister last month saying, okay, we'll give rebates for solar installations. That's not bad, right? It's a good start. Maybe you think not. And then this morning you had that big cabinet briefing where cabinet ministers came and gave us a briefing on the national state of disaster. That word disappeared for a while there. But one of the discussions there is going to be around what happens with even environmental evaluations for solar installations. Where do you rate where that conversation is going in South Africa?
So if you put a kindly spin on it, it's great we're finally having these conversations with the kind of urgency that we would have expected. The less kindly version is maybe this is a little bit of a dollar short and a day late. We've known for more than 10 years that these problems are getting worse, catching up on us, and we've known for at least the last year or two that load shedding is absolutely not expected to be over within sort of at least by the end of 2024. Mm. So it's great to see there's this kind of urgency, but you're also starting to go, well, now that there is this urgency, let's see some real concrete actions.
Mm. Yeah, can we get into the technicalities? And you're going to help me here because I'm not all that technically savvy. But you talk about what load management is crucial for businesses to reap the rewards of alternative energy. I think the rest of us who are just living in our homes are quite envious of those that have a solar roof. But if you're running a business, you might need a lot more than what a solar roof in your home is able to offer, right?
Yes, absolutely. So while the newfound urgency with the state of electricity disaster is unfolding, because it's been a known problem for a long time, I think the average business owner and homeowner must be pretty sure that things are not going to change in the short term. Because we've reached the point where we're going, we need to fix it. Oh, my goodness, we really need to fix it.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, people need to make a plan. And obviously the solar industry is absolutely loving it because their phones are literally ringing off the hook. And I'm trying to get a solar installation done at my house. And it took me probably 2 months to find somebody that could do the installation that I wanted. And even if you can find somebody to do the installation you wanted, they're often scrambling for stock. For a long time during probably most of February, there were no solar panels available in the market from the normal distributors. At the moment, there's a bit of a shortage of the inverters. So even if you get your panels and you get your inverter and you get your batteries, there's also a bit of a shortage of the frames that you mount the panels on. So the thing now is that people, they all decided to pull the trigger, because when we went to stage five, when we went to stage six, I think almost a bit of a panic kicked in, that people went, it's now or never, we've got to do it.
Yeah.
I think also the change to the tariffs, the 18 plus 12% increase means that when you're looking at an ROI, it's now probably 3 years, not 5 years. And people are going, well, 3 years, I can understand a 3 year time frame to pay back. So let's pull the trigger.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sorry. The investor in me is seeing opportunity there, but we don't have to. We don't have to.
So anybody that makes aluminium extrusions is probably someone interesting to talk to, because the amount of framework and so on you need is. And a lot of that will be manufactured locally, so I think maybe have a look around at those companies.
No, thank you. Yeah, now I know what I'm going to be going onto my little platform this afternoon and go take a good look. Okay, but let's look at the real challenges here. So number one, I think for many businesses, you need to start with the information coming out, because a lot of people, as you say, are going to pull the trigger and make that investment, but they don't know, you know, just how much energy they're going to be needing. Where do we go for that information? Because a small to medium enterprise may not necessarily, you know, if I'm a butchery, I may need a lot of energy, but I'm not quite sure just how much, right?
Yes, exactly. Mm. And basically it comes down to, you need to have granular managed metering. And what I mean by that is, you need to have a meter that's sending your consumption, or how much you're pulling from the point of supply, whether that point of supply is a generator or your utility, but on at least a minute-by-minute level, because you want to be able to look at your load profile during the day and go, at this time, this is when the big fridge kicked in. At this time, that's when we turned on the meat grinding machine. So that you can start to look at what loads are drawing what power when, because then you look at it and you go, well, these loads don't need to be on at the same time. Mm. So if I stagger these loads, then I don't need to have 15 kilowatts. I only need 6 kilowatts. I just need to make very sure that I don't turn on those three machines at the same time, otherwise I'll trip my inverter. Mm. And that's where load management comes in, is that the first thing you need to know is, what am I using my power for? Where am I using it? Why am I using it? And more importantly, when am I using it? Then you can start to work out how much power you'll actually need. So when you talk to the solar installer, you can say, I need an 8-kilowatt system, or I need a 20-kilowatt system, because otherwise they'll probably try to sell you the biggest system they think that your budget can stretch to. But that doesn't necessarily mean you need all that capacity. But if you don't have load management, then you will have to buy the biggest system you can afford to give you the overhead. And by load management, I mean automated load control devices installed in the electrical network that will only allow the load to come on when you tell it to.
Yeah.
So you set up a rule to say, if we're on inverter, then this, and this can turn on. This, and this must be turned off. And this will be turned on after 15-minute intervals.
Right. Let me ask you to do this, Roger. Stay on the line, because I think this is a really important discussion. I can imagine just how much interest there'd be. So stay on the line with us just for 30 seconds. We're going to quickly get the headlines with Chandule Gwegwe.
SABC News. Headline. Business Africa with Naledi Muleo. 1 to 2 p.m. Central African Time.
Right, let's continue doing business as we get into the second half of Business Africa. I'm still in conversation with Roger Hislop, who's Energy Management Systems Executive at CBI. And we're talking about how it is that you and your business can start switching over into solar, but really what you need to be preparing yourself for, particularly where it comes to just how much a capacity your business needs. It's time to really start crunching some of those numbers. Roger, the reason why I kept you is because I wanted this. You gave us some great tips, but now where do we go? How do we get in touch with you? How can CBI help?
Okay, so the easiest way is go to our website, cbi.energy, which is a nice, easy URL to remember. So I don't know if you know about CBI. So it's a proudly South African company. We've been around for 70 years, and we are a large global manufacturer of switchgear, low-voltage switchgear, so, you know, chip switches and circuit breakers and that kind of stuff. Mm. So CBI launched this new business. We kicked off just over 2 years ago, and we just launched to market in January of this year, fairly quietly, because basically we worried about this tsunami of demand that we were expecting, because it appears that there's nobody else really in the market in the space we are, which is relatively straightforward, simple, quite low cost, low disruption energy management systems. Until now, it's mostly either been very low end, sort of consumer hobbyist tech, or very expensive, very complex building management systems. So we kind of slap bang in the middle there of easy, straightforward, effective, but not something that's going to require a huge amount of money to start off with. And ideally, it starts off with a very small amount, which is basically putting in some managed meters, as we talked about earlier, just to understand kind of the what, where, when, why, how of your power consumption.
Yeah, no, really good work and all the best with the business. I hope that it does well. I think to have a massive bottleneck of people flooding in wanting you to help is a really good problem to have, especially in this time. So, Roger, we really do appreciate you giving us your time. I know you're very busy.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me on your show, and I hope all your listeners have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you so much. I know this isn't the last time we chat, that there, Roger Hislop, Energy Management Systems Executive at CBI Energy, speaking to us about how you start preparing your business to look at alternative energy solutions.
Business Africa on Channel Africa.